When nothing is sure, everything is possible. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Freddy Friday segment with our good friend, Freddy Fry. Today, Freddy has a very helpful message on navigating your emotions during times of uncertainty. Enjoy.
I'm sure we've all had times that we felt uncertain about something going on in our life. But it's very rare that we all feel uncertain about the same thing at the exact same time. Yet that's where we find ourselves right now. It's coronavirus. It's got all of us perplexed, got all of us wondering what in the world is going on. And it's affecting pretty much each and every one of our lives. Definitely affected mine. I did a video a while ago called When Life Strikes. Right now, life is definitely striking. But the question is, how are you going to deal with what's going on in your life right now at a time of uncertainty? For me, I try to take a deep breath, and I always try to keep myself mentally prepared for anything that could come my way, because again, you never know what life's going to throw your way, and there's no way we could ever have seen this coming. For many of us, we've never seen anything like this in our lifetime. So yeah, you always want to lean on your faith. I don't know what you believe in, but this is the time to definitely lean on your faith. Say a prayer. Say a prayer not only for you, but say a prayer for everybody. Make sure that you're taking some time to reset. This is a moment to reset and just analyze everything that's going on in your world. And if you're being heavily affected by this, start putting yourself in a position to rebound, to recover, because we all can rebound and recover. I know it's going to be a long road, and we don't even know what the future looks like as it relates to what's going to happen with this situation. But I implore you, do not panic. Do not make rash decisions. As you know, people will people, meaning something happens and everybody just loses their mind. So we have to stay calm. We have to relax. I know for me, I'm evaluating. I'm self-assessing. Thinking about what's my next move, because I know this is going to force me to make some difficult decisions. I'm sure it's going to force you to make some difficult decisions, but I want you to understand that every move that you make is definitely going to affect what's going to happen to you in your future. And that's why you have to be very strategic as it relates to the decisions that you're making right now. Be smart though. You're getting a lot of information coming to you on things that you should do and you shouldn't do. So make sure you're being intelligent as it relates to the things that you're doing to keep yourself out of harm's way and keep your family out of harm's way. Speaking of family, friends, perfect time to lean on family and friends. If you're feeling some type of way, don't hesitate to reach out and conversate with somebody, communicate with somebody, forgive somebody. Because I know anxiety and feeling sad and depression and things like that are going to affect people, because a lot of us are being forced to stay inside for extended periods of time. And a lot of times that's not healthy. So we have to make sure that we have a course of action and a plan as it relates to making sure that we can function and be functional and keep our sanity during this crazy period in time. Came across this quote from Mandy Hale that I thought was interesting. She said, "Trust the wait, embrace the uncertainty, enjoy the beauty of becoming. When nothing is certain, anything is possible." And what I take that to mean is, she's telling us to keep living. In spite of all this craziness, all this drama, this coronavirus, keep living. Because just like in a basketball game, when somebody shoots and misses, one team is going to get that rebound, and that's going to give their team another opportunity to shoot and score. So we will rebound from this. You will rebound from this. And you will put yourself in a position to score the game-winning basket of your life. So we will not be broken by this coronavirus. We will become stronger. We will become better. And we will put ourselves in a position to climb over the hump and make each and every day of our lives a Wednesday. This is a great day to win. Let's go.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde. Or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.